On the 28th of July, after breakfast in his tent, the French expedition leader Hugues de Baride decided it was time to go home. For several weeks, K2 base camp had been blanketed in heavy snow and battered by high winds. The mountain's unpredictable weather patterns were living up to their reputation, and as the summer slipped by in storm and snow, so too did the prospect of reaching the summit. Morning after morning, for nearly 3 weeks, the climbers woke to poor weather forecasts in their inboxes. Many were growing weary of trying to keep their minds occupied and maintain their fitness levels at base camp. They knew that the later a summit attempt was launched in the summer, the greater the dangers. Time was running out.